Glory to Jesus Christ. If we read writings of saints, especially in our Eastern spirituality, we can find in the writings words or connection or formulations which are a little bit strange for us. And we don't think that it is worthy to think this way. For example, one of these formulations is when holy fathers and saints, they say that we must, the spiritual work, spiritual life is hard work. And we should accept this work if we are Christians, and if we should expect salary from that. Serafin Sarov, his mother was very good business woman, so he learned a lot from her, and he was not ashamed to say, well, you are working your spiritual life, but remember, you are putting money, spiritual money, to your heavenly bank, and the interest there is huge. It's worthy to do this. They say that all our efforts, all things we do to glorify God in our lives, brings us some kind of salary, especially when it's connected with our effort. And we say, what kind of thinking it is? It is too earthly thinking to compare spiritual life with this kind of earning something. But it is not very far from truth how it is. This is what we are doing here on earth. We are working on our salvation. We are working on our salvation. And these words we can find in the Bible. What does it mean to work? But what we are supposed to do to follow this advice from holy fathers, from saints, and to gain this payment for our effort. Our gospel gives us advice or direction what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to deny ourselves and follow Christ. To deny ourselves. We know this word. We know what this word means. But it's more difficult to follow it. Because this culture leads us to reach after each pleasure which is offered to us. And we lost this understanding why we should deny, why we should say no to many things which looks like good for us, pleasant for us. They say, what am I supposed to do? Why am I supposed to not to have some fine rest or good time with friends, something? Why I should give up all those things which are good for me and I feel well? And gospel tells us, you know, but those things are good. But if these things are barrier for you for keeping of commandments, keeping of God's word and God's will, so they are not good for you. And you should say no to this. How many times we offer our time and we follow these good things and we neglect doing God's will. We are enjoying this pleasure of this world and we are wasting time when we could gain some funds for heaven. We are wasting time to earn some this heavenly money and to put them to heavenly bank. We are wasting time to do God's will. and it's a death. We are enjoying these temporary pleasures, which in the end leads to our inner emptiness and really doesn't follow or fulfill us. But a very good example we can take from life of a Romanian monk, Elder Klopa. When he was a young monk, he found that, well, he has a special skill. He was able to write icons, and he was very good at this. Actually, he wrote several icons, and they were so beautiful that many were starting to tell him that, well, your future is bright, you will be a great iconographer. And while it was good work for monk, you know, it was nothing wrong with that. Actually, it was great work for monk. But then when he got some orders and he had to negotiate about price, he had to then to look for a good board, where to get good board, where to get paints, how to arrange things, to find place where to work. He realized one thing, that this job is taking him away from God. That it takes so much time he could give to God in prayer or other spiritual things. So he decided to give up. He decided to let this skill, this talent, to go waste. He said, no, I prefer to be more with God than to use this my talent. And he liked that. But he denied himself to go after a bigger good. We can say, what a waste. What not rational decision. If we are looking on his decision from this perspective of a man from this world, we say he was crazy. He was supposed to use his talent. But in the end of his life, we can see that he became, and they call him, spiritual father of whole Romania. He became so filled with God that he was able to help souls of thousands and thousands of people. And his advices and his example moved whole Romanian church to better direction. He could be great iconographer, but he gave up, he denied himself because of God. And God called him to a bigger role. We would be not talking about him today if he just would keep his talent. But the whole world is talking now about him, because now, through translation, his work, he is becoming not only teacher of Romanian church, but teacher of spiritual life for the whole world. We should not trust our thoughts. We should not trust that that we know what is good for us. We should trust God. We have his commandments. We have his words. We know his will through the gospel. To follow it, it means to deny my plans, my decisions, my way of life. Yes, many times it is bitter and hard and painful to give up something what even I like. And even it looks like holy and great, but it takes me away from fulfilling God's will, fulfilling commandments, then it is not good for me. And we should trust God that He can see what we are doing. If we deny ourselves because of Him, because we want to serve Him well, we should be not afraid of anything, because our account in heaven is huge. But even here on earth, we will be blessed in many ways. And probably you have the same experience we could somehow here see in this life of St. Cleopa. And how many times happened that, for example, you were tired or they're busy or something, and there was something, for example, liturgy, feast, and you say, no way, I'm so tired, I cannot go, I am so busy, I cannot go. But finally you forced yourself and you made decision to come. How many times happened that this thing, this liturgy, this meeting with Christ in the church was source of huge blessing for you? How many times we have this experience that the time when we had no intention to pray, and it was like everything against in us against the prayer, and we force ourselves, no, I will be faithful, I will pray even I don't feel like that. Like, and you could feel that this prayer was the most powerful prayer in your life. This is how it works. This is how spiritual life works, when we deny ourselves because of Christ. When we force ourselves to serve Him, not as we wish, as we want, as we feel like, but as we see it in gospel and through His commandments, that this act of denying ourselves brings huge blessings to our life. To live spiritual life is our real job. If our earthly jobs, what we are doing, is not afflicted by this job, to this work on our salvation, something's wrong. If our day and our plans are not afflicted by this, our desire to go to heaven, something is wrong in our spiritual life. If way how we think, how we plan things, how we make decisions, what we are want for our future, if it is not afflicted by this desire for heaven, something wrong is in our relationship with God. Let's ask, you know, for the zeal, for the understanding of these words of gospel today. May we are able to find in ourselves this strength to follow Christ, even if it means to deny ourselves. Amen.